Hey, it's the Morning Hog, and it is Morning Hog Happy Hour. I am Riggs. Those fine people, Josh and Amelia from SR Parade. Woo-hoo! Yeah, baby. Where's your audience? There you go. Want you guys to get the proper applause and
I
stuff.
I appreciate that.
Josh, welcome back. Amelia, welcome back. We haven't seen you in a minute.
I'm back.
Let me just tell you what you missed. Josh brought some drinks. We had them and we told some stories. And then I don't remember, but
yeah,
it was good.
Yeah.
It was good though, right? So we're set for another good time. And it is race weekend at Daytona Beach. And I'm thirsty. And I want to get out and have some fun. And you got something very special that we could all be a part of, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. So on Saturday morning, there's actually a beach cleanup sponsored by Corona. They've pledged to clean up 100 beaches by the year 2025.
Wow.
They've got this whole tour going down the East Coast of the United States this month and next month. And they are coming to our area.
Really?
So they've got this like... We've been collecting glass bottles in these recycling bins all week. They have a special glass crushing machine where it crushes glass bottles, and they're going to take that, turn it into sand, take the sand back to wherever they're going to create.
I love this.
Turn it back into glass bottles. They're going to take glass bottles, crush them.
Wow.
With solar powered machine. Turn the sand back in a glass and put beer back in them to keep you satisfied.
Okay. Are you processing this? Because in my
mind, I would just usually clean the glass.
Yeah, I would just wipe it off. But I want one of those like in my garage.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
A solar powered glass crushing machine.
Yeah. It's like the next thing. Do you guys remember? Did you ever have one of those aluminum can crushing machines where you like had a lever and you were so excited? You still have one? I know. They last forever.
Oh, I get in the garage sometimes. I'll lose time. I mean, hours go by. Crush, throw it.
It's next level. This is solar powered. Make the sun do the work for you. I mean, it makes you sweat already.
And this is where Corona steps it up, because not only do they have these ideas, but they have the beverages that you can pour in you like dirt before and after, right?
Absolutely.
Maybe during, I guess. You're going to get thirsty.
Yeah, I mean, what's going to stop you? You're on the beach anyway, right?
Well, what flavor should we be trying while we're out there on the beach? How about that?
Well, so we're going to check out all the flavors of Corona Hard Seltzer.
Okay.
Corona Hard Seltzer, you know, they've got 3 variety packs out now. So I've got pack number 1.
Whoa.
Variety pack number 2. And the Limonada variety pack. Now, is it Limonada or Lemonada, Josh?
Limonada.
It's Limonada?
Okay.
My American accent can't pronounce it. But.
Yeah. Do a British accent. Sounds like you're saying it right.
So we have 12 cans in front of us right now.
What? Yeah. How is this going
to... I want to be able to walk out of here and finish out my day. So we're not going to do all of them. We're going to kind of... like a roulette wheel or something.
All right, all right, so yeah, if we number these, what we can do is you've numbered these cans, Amelia, 1 through, what is it, 12? You got 12 over there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 1 through 12. So let's go ahead and spin the wheel of Corona Seltzers. Here we go. All right. And we have landed on number five.
You're getting strawberry.
Strawberry. Let's hear it for strawberry.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Good start.
Sweet.
So I think this one will be in variety pack number 2, if I'm not mistaken. Right?
Yes. We're sipping on VP2.
They can't see this today, but our new cups that we sample from look awfully fancy.
They are really fancy. They're stemmed. I mean, this is stemmed glassware. Thank you, Amelia, for classing up the brew review. Look at that right there. Can you get your pinky out? Oh, yeah, look at that.
Oh, I can't hold it without my pinky out because the glass is...
Literally impossible to do.
It is right there. It's not too sweet, but you know it's a strawberry. And there's no other berries mixing around.
It is so easy drinking. I tell you what, I've been drinking more and more seltzer. I mean, during the daytime at work and all the time, just because like I love that bubble. I love like the flavor. And I'm sitting here drinking this strawberry hard seltzer. And I swear, it goes down way too easy.
You would say it's effervescent. I would say.
Yes.
I
like
that. I don't know if you would
bubbly,
say.
Bubbly, delicious.
I think these are a little bit lower ABV and a little bit lower on the calories as well, though.
Right.
Than some of the other brands.
All right.
I think we're at
4.5%?
I think those are, 4.5, 90 calories,
90.
And zero carbs.
Zero?
Wow. Right, I don't know how that's possible, but.
You know, that's with a beverage like that, you could get away with tucking your shirt in if you had enough of those, right?
Hey.
You get that in there, you get zero carbs, you're down to here.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I don't know, it's a thought. All right, let's go with number 2.
Okay. That's tropical lime.
Oh. Yeah, see, this is the one I like.
I sniffed that out. Oh, I love tropical.
How'd you know?
I love tropical
things. You're picking
things.
Josh's favorite.
I just like islands. I slipped them and trees. Yes, yeah.
So, yeah. Now, we're drinking out of variety pack number one.
Okay. I remember this now. I'm remembering the tropical. We talked about the
classic, you know, lime.
You know, some of you might like those street limes or field limes. The tropical lime. That's the way to go. You need to have that one, right? It's way better.
Absolutely.
All right. Number eight.
Number eight. That's going to bring us to blackberry lime.
All right. Blackberry lime.
I'm like, wait. Count, Amelia. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, it's not a coincidence that I picked, you know, the number one berry on the berry chart.
Exactly.
Yeah. Blackberry is number one. Dancing around with the limes. Again, these fancy glasses do allow the glass to change.
It's changing my whole experience, to be honest.
It really is.
I am really digging it, especially with this clear liquid. It just looks so
perhaps we can
upscale.
All adopt a fancy accent in the next segment. You know, it's something to think about. We could try that anyway. All right, that's wow. Okay, this one definitely has a nice blend of two different flavors.
Yes,
right,
yes.
It's like you mix the lime one with the blackberry.
It does. But you can separate them. I feel like, you know, like the, absolutely. You know, the front and the back thing.
Yeah.
The front and the back theory.
The front and back theory.
Let's talk about that for a minute.
All right.
My front.
There's your back.
And drinks have the same thing. Front and back of your drink.
Right.
And your tongue can sense that sometimes. And here it
does
is
the circle
where,
have a front and back?
Are you a front guy or a back guy?
Wow. There's a lot of, you both asked really good questions. All of these answers will be revealed in round two. Well, the Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh and Amelia from Best Art Parade. More coming up here on The Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.